إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Hakumu Takathur Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this racing and competition for accumulating worldly stuff will keep you distracted, will destroy you, Al-Hakum, until you see your graves. See the imagery of the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself. What is a grave? A grave is a hole in the ground, right? Obviously, there is nothing in the grave. So, if you look at the grave, it is empty. Now, if we take the grave, is actually the first step of the Akhirah. So, if you take that grave, symbolically speaking, and if you look at the grave, there is nothing in it. So, the question to ask is, what is in my Akhirah? If I look at the grave, it's empty. So, is my akhirah empty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this racing for accumulating worldly stuff. So, the world is not empty. Our dunya has got all kinds of stuff in it. Life is full of toys. But what about the akhirah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in the normal course of things, this is what human beings do and this is what will destroy them. And they will continue to be distracted by this racing for worldly stuff until they meet their grave, until they see their grave, until they do the ziyarat of their grave, and that grave is empty. Meaning, not the grave itself, but meaning this akhirah which they will see will have nothing in it, will be empty. Now, this is very important for us because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, for example, in another place, wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. Allah took the oath of time and said that verily all of mankind is in great loss. All of mankind is destroyed. All of mankind is in great loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the criterion of people who do not fall into that group of people who are destroyed and who are in loss. But to stay with this Surah Takathur, Allah is mentioning this, that you are people who are chasing the world, and because you are chasing the world, you are in loss. You are going to destroy yourself and your akhirah is empty. Now, if you think about this and if you relate it back now to the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the lives of the Sahaba, as I always keep saying, the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the tafsir of the Quran. You want to understand the meaning of something, you have to look in the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, if you see the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, see what the Sahaba used to race for. See, competition and competing is very much part of life. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made human beings, and there is an aspect of goodness also in competition, because of competition we try to improve, because of competition we try to have benchmarks and we try to have a standard and we try to meet the standard and exceed the standard and so on. If there was no competition then, or if we did not have this competitive urge within ourselves, then possibly there would not be any development in the world, there would not be any improvement in life. For example, you would be walking to some place and there would be no need to think of inventing a wheel. Why do I need a wheel? I am walking. And if I have to take something, I will carry it on my head. Or I will use a pack animal or something and carry it. I don't need wheels, right? But because people thought, well, you know, what is a better way of doing this? What is a faster way of doing this? What is a way in which this can be done with less labor? So, eventually the wheel got invented, and then something else got invented, and so on and so on. The axles got invented. So, instead of one, you had two and four and so on. All of this development, and then from the land you took to the air, and from the air you go off into space and so on. All of these are aspects of competition, aspects. So, good aspects, alhamdulillah. But obviously also there are the bad aspects of competition, which we see far more often in our world, and that's what this whole consumerist society is comprised of. It is comprised of complete and total lead of actions which lead to actually self-annihilation. That is what is happening today. The world is not in a mess because of lack of goods. If you think about that, you know, the amount of material, the amount of disposable income, for example, the amount of goods and just walk into your house, go and walk into your house and look around yourselves. Today, every single home, I'm talking about India, which is supposed to be a poor country. But even here, if you go into middle class homes and upwards, you will find that practically any gadget you can imagine is there. Maybe people don't have clothes dryers because we live in a hot climate, you don't need a clothes dryer. But other than that, every house has got a washing machine, it's got not one, probably more than one television set, you've got a fridge, you've got a freezer, you've got a, you know, kitchen appliances and all kinds of stuff, right? Not to mention obviously the smartphones and everything else. So it's not lack of material, it's not lack of things that is destroying the world. It is lack of values, it is lack of concern. If somebody asked me today to talk about education, I would say stop teaching everything except values. We don't need anything. Forget all this, forget science, forget history, forget geography, forget everything. Just teach values. Numeracy, literacy and values. Three things are required. Teach them to read, teach them numbers and teach them values. That is it. Halas. If you teach them to read, they don't need you to teach them anything else. All the rest of it is accessible. They can read it. All they need to know is to read the language. So literacy, numeracy and values. That's it. And not in that order. The opposite order. Values, then numeracy, then literacy. So that is where the shortage is, that's where the shortfall is, that's where the dearth is and the absolute bankruptcy of values. And that's the reason why we have a world in which we have all this material, yet we don't have happiness, we don't have contentment, we don't have dignity, we don't have safety. Basic safety and security in this world is not guaranteed. That's the absolute number one basic need. If you take Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the first need is safety. Because if safety is not there, nothing else matters, right? Including hunger and clothing and shelter, everything is after safety. If my life itself is threatened, I don't care about my house. I mean, if I'm not alive, what will I do with the house? So the whole issue is from the bottom up. And all of that is because of lack of values. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Allah is saying all this chasing around won't get you anywhere. Now, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba, what did the Sahaba chase after? What did they run after? What did Rasulullah ﷺ inculcate in them? Nabi ﷺ used to do this, what I am doing here and what we do in this masjid every day, which is the Fajr reminder. I mean, he didn't do it as a Fajr reminder, but what he used to do was after Salah and Dhikr and so on, he would turn around, he would finish his Azkar and then he would talk to the people. He would say something to them, some reminder to them. He would give them some nasiha. He would ask them, has anyone seen a dream? And if someone narrated a dream, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would give the interpretation of this dream. So this is inshallah a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we are reviving and we are trying to follow. So one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned around and after that when he started speaking, he said, has any of you given charity today? Now, today meaning this is Salat al-Fajr, right? So, before Fajr, has any one of you given charity today? So, one person put up his hand. Then he said, has any one of you visited a sick person? The same person put up his hand. Then he said, has any one of you attended a janaza today? So, the same person put up his hand. And then he said, is any of you fasting today? And the same person put up his hand. And that person was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. So in this hadith and the order of these things that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, I may have got it mixed up, but he asked these things. Now, see the purpose of it. Why is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking this question? He is asking this question in public. For what reason? Because it's a matter of targhib. It's a matter of encouraging others also to do the same. And he knows that more than likely he would have known that Abu Bakr Siddiq would have done this. Maybe other people also did it. But he knows his friend Abu Bakr Siddiq so well that he knows that if there is one man who would have done it, this is the man. But why is he saying it? Because he wants to encourage people. You want to race? Race in this. You want to compete? Compete in earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you do that? You do that by doing good things in with complete and total ikhlas, complete and total sincerity, and as far as possible do them secretly between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not from some public platform, not on stage, not on shouting and screaming, and not YouTube and not Facebook and no. Do it quietly where only you know and only Allah knows. Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu passed away. So when he was dying, he asked, the last day of his life, he asked his daughter Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha. He said, he said, what day is it today? She said, Monday. He said, how old am I? She said, 63. He said, how old was your husband when he died? Who is her husband? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, 63. He said, what day did he die? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, Monday. He said, I will die today. Bury me in the clothes that I am wearing now. Do not use new clothes because this will become mud. There is no need to waste new cloths. Then he said to her, go to such and such a place in the house. There is a document, bring it. So she brought it. This was the document of ownership for a piece of land that belonged to him. He said, after I die, give this to Umar ibn al-Khattab, who will be the Khalifa, radiallahu anhu, and say to him that this is in exchange for the salary that I took for 2 years as Khalifa. Now the salary he took, he didn't ask for it. They forced it on him because the Sahaba said, if you are going to do, he was going to the market. Sayyidina Umar caught him on the way. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the market. He said, for what? He said, to trade, because I need to feed my family. He said, no, if you go and do business, who is going to look after the ummah? So he said, now we are going to make mashwara and we are going to fix a salary for you. He said, okay. So they made mashwara, they fixed a salary for him, which was absolutely basic minimum. It was such minimum to such an extent that one day his wife, radiallahu anha, she brought some sweet. So Abu Bakr Siddiq said, where did you get this from? Where did you get the money for this from? So she said, from what you give me, I saved some because I know you like sweets. I saved some money and I brought this sweet. I made this sweet. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu went and requested that his salary should be reduced by this amount, because he said, this is not necessary. Having taken salary like that, when he is dying, he gives this piece of land and says, go and give it to them. Tell them this is for my salary. This is the meaning of ikhlas. So Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha gave the document to Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu caught his head like this between his hands and he wept and he sat down on the ground and he said, your father has made it very difficult for us. The standard is set. Racing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, a day or two later, somebody told him that, look, there is this little, hut and some settlement of some individual, which is outside Medina. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to go there every day. First thing in the morning, early morning, he would go there. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu decided to see what that was. He went there. When he went there, he found there was a blind, very old blind woman who lived in that hut. She had a couple of goats and so on. So Sayyidina Umar realized what needs to be done. So he cleaned the hut, he swept it and all that. There was some barley and so forth. So he made some food for her. And he milked the goats, put the milk and all this. and then he gave the food to the lady. And gave the food means he was feeding her. The lady said, you are not the same person who comes every day. Sayyidina Umar said, how do you know that? You are blind. I didn't even talk to you or anything. How do you know? How do you know I am not the same person? She said, because that person used to chew the food and soften it and then put it in my mouth because I have no teeth. So Sayyidina Umar said, do you know who that person was? She said, no. So he said, how is it you don't know? She said, because he never told me. Sayyidina Umar said, that was Khalifatul Rasulullah. That was the title of Abu Bakr Siddiq Khadala. The only Khalifa who had that title, Khalifatul Rasulullah. From Sayyidina Umar onwards, the title became Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, that was Khalifatul Rasulullah. And he passed away. Sariu ila maghfiratim min rabbikum. Allah said, race towards the maghfirat of your Rabb Jalla Jalla. Not for this dunya. All this dunya, even if you get it, you have to leave it behind. And if you earned it halal, you have to give hisab for this. And if you did not earn it halal, it will give you azab. And even if you do things and you earn halal and so on and so forth, until you meet Allah, you do not know what kind of trouble there is in that. So I remind myself and you, let us follow the Sirah and Sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and race for that in which there is only khair. And that is the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.